blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you. From God the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 326, stanzas 1 through 4. Thy promised mercies send to me, and thy great salvation, Lord, so shall I answer those who scoff. My trust is in thy word. 1 through 4 of Psalter 326.
Thank you.
Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the Gospel according to John, the 18th chapter, beginning with verse 28 through verse 40. John 18, verses 28 through 40. But first we will read the Holy Law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. John 18, beginning with verse 28. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them, and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him, and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice." Pilate saith unto him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, "I find in him no fault at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews?" Then cried they all again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. So far, the reading of God's holy word. We hope to remember in prayer this morning Mr. Peter Vendriel, who must undergo surgery on a Thursday, and also the family of Mrs. Van Dijkhuizen, who passed away in the day of yesterday. And also for that reason, there will be no seniors' mourning this coming Tuesday. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we try to come before Thee in this morning hour of Thy holy day, a day wherein we are called to worship Thee in a special way above all the days of the week, and a day wherein we ought to feel the effect of our deep fall, that we cannot worship Thee as Thou wouldst be worshipped, as Thou art a spirit, and Thou must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. And we are carnal, and we are of the earth, earthy, and by nature have nothing of Thy Spirit, and we have nothing of that true worship, and we have nothing of that true bowing and that true acknowledging of Thee as Thou wouldest have us to do. Lord, we are so dependent upon Thee for everything, not only for all that we stand in need of in this life, but also for that which is so necessary as we travel to eternity. Oh, that spiritual life that needs to be given unto us from above. Thou dost say, O Lord, in Thy own word, that it is a gift of God. Oh, and that we must be born again, and that new birth, that is, even as that natural birth, that is not the work of that child, but it is the work of Thee, who art the Almighty, the life-giving God. Lord, we beseech Thee then, and when on this beautiful Sabbath day, we may enjoy all the things of this world that Thou givest unto us so richly, and then we have health and strength also, sufficient to come unto Thy house of prayer. But Lord, we ask of Thee that which we in the greatest part lack. That is that life from above. That Thou may give that in this day, that which we do not deserve. But Lord, we don't deserve the other blessings either. And this blessing, and when Thou wouldst give it, Thou would give a joy and rejoicing about Thy throne even in this day. When one sinner would smite upon his breast and would cry out, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Lord, give it unto us in mercy. We will go our own way our whole life long if Thou wilt not stop us in our mad career. We will go on in our rebellion against Thee, even with all our form of religion, even with all our reading of Thy holy word and the preaching thereof, with all our supplications unto Thee, we will go lost, because it cannot come from a true heart. It cannot come from a living cry. It cannot come out of the deep need, except Thou give it from above. It all must come from Thee. And then, Lord, it shall return to Thee. We ask it of Thee, therefore. Wilt Thou look upon Thy own covenant, that which Thou hast sworn in that never begun eternity, that which Thou hast agreed unto between Thy three persons of that blessed and that holy Trinity, to give a people that have sinned against Thee a grace and mercy in and through Thine only begotten Son. For that reason Thou hast sent Him into the world. For that reason He did suffer and die. Thus we may consider in the weeks that are upon us. Lord, what a fruit will come out of that death. Out of death, life. Life eternal. By beginnings here in this world. To never end. To rejoice about Thy throne to all eternity. Lord, we beseech Thee. With our dear children, though it comes but in the way of form and custom from our side, though it comes with all wrong and false motives, though it comes with all hypocrisy, we beseech Thee that Thou would look upon us and that Thou would give the application of that work which Thou hast done. Thou didst say it is finished. And so it is for Thy own church. Gather them yet then. Gather them yet then even in this Thy holy day. Thou who is sitting at the right hand of Thy Father. Wilt Thou send forth Thy Holy Spirit. And wilt Thou give that even in this day. Sinners may be born in Zion. And from that darkness which we have brought ourselves into by our own fault and by our own sin, that we may be brought to see again, and that we may be brought to desire, to hunger and to thirst after the true and the living God. Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Thou canst speak one word in this day, and Thy voice is so powerful, Thy voice that is full of majesty. And when Thou wilt speak, Thou canst speak from a great distance, even as Thou didst heal the son of that ruler. And when Thou wast here upon the face of this earth, go Thy way, Thy son liveth. Lord, speak from heaven, Thy dwelling place. Live, a soul, live. That we shall be raised from the dead. And when we are but this day dead and dry bones, cast out into the open field, polluted in our own blood, cannot give ourselves one true sigh, one true longing, and no life. But Lord, come Thou, Thou who hast all power, in heaven and in earth, look upon Thy children. Lord, they still live.
They are still upon the face of this world. Thou wilt still bring them in, but thou wilt also feed them. Thou fettest them in the days gone by with manna from above. It was but a little bit every day, and yet it was sufficient that they may remain alive and well. May they experience that deep need and that deep dependence upon thee every day for that spiritual life that thou hast planted. And thou wilt not feed it, Lord. Then all the wretchedness of that old man will come to the fore. Then they will be found even wallowing in all the wretchedness of this world. Lord, it is thy own people. May thou revive thy work. In the midst of the years in wrath, remember mercy. And that even in this day, thy holy day, that thou mayst show thyself to be among us. And when thou wilt give thy people a renewed desire, a renewed longing for that holiness of life, and that desire for the blessed and the blessed communion with thee. That they might feel something of thy favor, that they may sigh, and that they may cry for a little token from above, that thou still knowest where they are, that thou hast not forgotten them completely. My soul, why art thou grieving? Lord, wilt thou look upon thy grieving children, and wilt thou feed them from above? Lead them from step to step, even when thy word may go forth this day. Remember all the afflicted ones. Be with those that mourn. Thou knowest that there was a dear mother and a dear grandmother taken out of the midst of a family, which is so well known amongst us. Lord, wilt thou give strength from above? Bless this calling unto them and us. Wilt thou comfort in ways of mourning and strengthen in the days to come. And be with all those that mourn, for they are also amongst us. Those that have brought loved ones to the grave also so recently. Widows and widowers also that miss their loved ones day by day. And hour by hour, Lord, wilt thou be on their right and on their left hand as thou hast promised. And wilt thou teach us to bear the burdens of one another. Instruct us in thy truth. Be with all afflicted ones, those that are weak and sickly, those that are not able to gather with us therefore in this thy holy day. Give them a blessing in their places where they may be. When they may read or listen by church telephone or tapes. Lord, bind thy word upon their hearts and ours. Give wisdom to doctors, to nurses, in caring for all that are sick. Also him that hopes to go into the hospital in this coming week. Wilt thou be on the right and on the left? Wilt thou protect him from all danger, and wilt thou give a skill and wisdom to the physicians. May thou give thy blessing on that which hopes to take place. And may thou give him also a little instruction from above. Visit him in this way. Wilt thou look upon those that hope to be united in this coming week in the sacred bonds of holy matrimony. Lord, it is thy own institution, the institution of marriage. May thou go with them, and wilt thou bind them together, that they may be one flesh, that they may be one in heart, that they may be one in life, and that they may be one in thee, O Lord. When thy grace may be experienced, then all the things that may divide us in this life, they will not stand in the way.
Oh, remember them and their parents together and all their families. Wilt thou be with the whole congregation in all the needs and the cares that we may have, or our children, grandchildren, each one in our place. Lord, wilt thou give that a close life to thee, and that we may seek all our help and all our guidance in that place, and that it is possible to receive it. And oh, may we receive a way of simplicity to cry unto thee, the Most High God, in a way of true and saving faith. Wilt thou look on our denomination when we have been together also as a classis in the week that is gone by? Wilt thou bless all that has been that has transpired, and wilt thou give that in the midst of us as a classes and as a denomination, that thy Spirit may work mightily amongst the young and old. Lord, go before us in mercy. Remember us this day, and we are together again, and we are called to go forth to bring thy word. Oh, Lord, then we must experience that we are but a man and a sinful creature in thy sight. And we are so unworthy that thou shouldst look upon us to help us again. But, Lord, we ask it because of thy own honor, of thy own glory, for the sake of thee, for the sake of thy own people, for the sake of the coming of thy kingdom amongst us and our children, for the sake of the instruction of thy church. May thou help us, Lord. May thou give the matter to burn in our heart. And may we be given simplicity to speak only that which thou wilt have us to say. And may thou use it, Lord. May thou use it in our midst, and so prove thyself to be yet in the midst of us. Oh, forgive thou, and take away and keep us from all sin. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 221, stanzas 1 through 4. O Lord, be thou my helper true. For just and godly men are few, the faithful who can find. From truth and wisdom men depart, with flattering lips and double heart, they speak their evil mind. The last collection today is for the building fund. Psalter number 21, stanzas 1 through 4. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Who, congregation, is speaking? That is the Lord Jesus Christ. And to whom is he speaking? He's speaking to Pilate. Pilate is the governor. Pilate is a wicked man. Pilate has no desire for the truth. Pilate is a mocker with the things of God. Pilate may be privileged to hear a sermon. That is a sermon from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Words of truth, words of instruction. Even though Pilate was a mocker, sometimes persecutions have been used as a means to bring God's word to the length and the breadth of the earth. That God's word has been brought to places through means of persecution, the Roman persecutions, for example, that otherwise it may never have come. Sometimes persecution for the truth, that has been a means whereby some men have inquired, why is it that those people are not able to let go of that which they profess? What is that doctrine that has such a weight? What is that truth that has struck such a stronghold in the heart of this people that they are willing to leave everything, that they are willing to give over everything, and even unto death itself? In the life of Pilate, this instruction of the Lord Jesus went unheeded. It was for him a savor of death. And Pilate has today to give an answer continually for that sermon that he has heard out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus. This day and to all eternity, Pilate remembers how close that he was to the truth. To him that is truth, that he was standing, as it were, before him, and that he had the opportunity to receive that truth himself. How shall it be for us? What will we remember in eternity? Pilate was himself a means in the hand of the Lord that the salvation of his church would come to pass. An instrument for the good and for the welfare of everyone of the true church of God. And yet he himself went lost. How shall it be for us, as hearers, as office bearers? Because in this morning, we wish with the Lord's help to consider those same words that the Lord Jesus has spoken to Pilate from verse 37 of John 18. John 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. So far the words of our text. Christ explains to Pilate the nature of his kingdom. First, the manner of his reign. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Second, the effectiveness of his reign. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Christ explains to Pilate the nature of his kingdom. First, the manner of his reign, and second, the effectiveness of his reign. How is a congregation that the Lord Jesus comes to speak to Pilate about the nature of his kingdom? That is actually because of the question of Pilate. We read that in verse 33, Art thou the king of the Jews? But where does this question come from? Pilate is the judge, and the Lord Jesus has been brought before him, and now Pilate is going to question him, and he is asking him this question, Art thou the king of the Jews? Where does that come into his mind? Well, that is the accusation that has been brought against the Lord Jesus by the Jews. Luke writes, and they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. What do you say, boys and girls? Is that true? You hear what they say. They said that he forbade the people to give tribute to Caesar. Is that true? That is not true. Because what did the Lord Jesus say to the people? The Lord Jesus said to them, Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. So the Lord Jesus said exactly the opposite. That was a false witness. That is to tell a lie about a person. That is to slander him. And you know also that the Lord Jesus paid tribute, did he not? Where did that come from? Do you remember? That came from the mouth of the fish. And so this accusation against the Lord Jesus before the judge is completely false. But it is, of course, not so strange that Pilate is concerning himself with this accusation. He is himself the governor, and he has himself authority, and he is also under a certain authority, that is Caesar's authority, and he is to keep the peace. And when there is one that is coming against the peace and is going to overthrow the government and make himself a king, then it is only right that Pilate is searching into this accusation. And we know that many of the accusations that came against the Lord Jesus and many of the questions that came to the Lord Jesus in his trial, they were not answered by the Lord Jesus. But this question here is legitimate from Pilate. And therefore the Lord Jesus gives Pilate and answer. What does he say? My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Thus the Lord Jesus explains something about his kingdom, that it is a kingdom that is not an earthly kingdom. It is not a kingdom of this world. So he says what his kingdom is not. And he proves that it is not an earthly kingdom. Very naturally, he says to him, if I was a king, then my servants would fight for me. Then all of my followers, they would come with the edge of the sword against everyone that did come against me. But you don't see that, Pilate. No, what the Lord Jesus said, that is perfectly clear unto Pilate. The words of the Lord Jesus and the life of the Lord Jesus, the deeds, they are completely fitting. They go together perfectly. And therefore, this, what the Lord Jesus says, appeals to the conscience of this man, this Pilate, that he sees, obviously, yes, this is true. He does not fear for his own authority. He does not fear that this man, this meek man, this weak man, he is going to overthrow him in the government, even as Herod 33 years ago did fear and therefore has killed all the children of Bethlehem. Therefore, eventually, Pilate, he goes out from the Lord Jesus and he says to the people, I find no fault in this man touching those things whereof you accuse him. He is no rebel. He is not trying to overthrow the government. But before doing so, Pilate asked the Lord Jesus to say not only negatively what that kingdom was not, but he also asked him to say something in a positive way, that is, what that kingdom actually is. What does he say? Again, he asks, he says, art thou a king then? Art thou truly a king in some manner? What is then the manner of thy kingdom? If you are not a king that is according to this world, well, what then is your kingdom? What kind of a king are you? Art thou a king then? Thou sayest that I am a king. That is, Pilate, the absolute truth. You can see nothing of it, and you mock at it. But thou sayest, Pilate, that I am a king. And then the Lord Jesus explains that to Pilate, the nature of his kingdom. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Thus, what does he say? What is the nature of his kingdom? He says, my kingdom is a kingdom of truth. There are two kingdoms in the world. That is the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of Satan, that is a kingdom of lies. It is a kingdom of deceit. And the kingdom of God, that is a kingdom of truth. The devil has brought our first parents to question the truth of God. And that is why the Lord Jesus, he has also said to the Pharisees, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was the murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. By the instrumentality of the devil, in our fall, the understanding of man has become so darkened, so that he does not know the truth anymore. Does fallen man then seek after the truth? Well, when we go back in history and read about Plato and Aristotle, other philosophers, then you will find that men, even natural men in this world, they have sought after truth. Thus, there is something left, even in that fallen human nature of man, that is seeking to know what the truth is, that is seeking to make a distinction between that which is false and that which is true. Do you do that too? That is part of our nature, is it not? That we want really to know what is the actual truth, what is not the lie. But that desire that we all may find to some extent within us because of the remnants of what is left in us of the image of God after our fall, that desire to know the truth can never bring us to know the actual truth without saving grace. Why not? Because of our pride. The reality concerning our fallen state and our fallen condition, the reality, the truth concerning who that you and I are by nature, is a very hard truth. Very difficult for you and me to receive. Why? What is that reality? That reality is fallen creature. That reality is guilty. That reality is in a state of death. That reality is unable to help yourself. The truth. But that truth, congregation, is not for us. That truth is against us. That truth is that we have a broken relationship with God. That truth is that there is wrath that is against us by nature. That truth is that we lie under that displeasure of God. So what does that mean? When we will acknowledge this, when we will submit under that truth, that means that we have to come off of what? Our throne. That means that our pride must be laid in the dust. That means that we must be humbled. And congregation, we will never step off that throne of ourself. The devil said, you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And that is the place we have taken. And that is the place we remain until God himself brings us off of that throne. That refusal to bow, that refusal to submit, and that refusal to acknowledge who and what we really are, that is actually taking the precedence that is greater than our desire after the truth that we feel within ourselves. And therefore we uphold ourselves at the expense of what? At the expense of that truth. Oh, and actually we become angry. We are offended when man will tell to us the truth. Paul says to the Galatians, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And we have just heard what the Lord Jesus says. He said, ye seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. And in our days, the devil congregation is busy with another lie. And what is that lie, young people? Listen carefully, because you are going to hear it in different places, and then especially when you will go on to university or college, you're going to hear this lie. And what is that lie? It is the lie of relativism. What is that? Relativism. Relativism says that there is not one truth. It says truth is relative. Truth just depends. What is true for the one is not necessarily true for the other. That is why we need to learn to tolerate one another. And we must learn to tolerate everything that everyone else will accept to be truth for themselves. Even sin. But Paul has spoken about this very thing to the Romans, wherefore God gave them up to the uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. No, truth is not relative. There is one truth. How is it that there is one truth? It is because there is one God. And that one God is truth itself. And that word of God which he has given, that is his truth. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. So truth, that is the very purpose, that is the very end for which the Lord Jesus has left his Father, that he has come into this world, that he was born as a man, that he came in his incarnation to suffer and to die. Isaiah has already prophesied about this. In his days, when Israel was so far degenerated, and when he had to prophesy against them, and when he had to say that truth is fallen, he says, in the streets. And what do we read? And the Lord saw it, and was displeased that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor, Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. Thus, Isaiah has prophesied of the coming of the Lord Jesus into this world. For what reason? Well, that is to manifest truth. Because he says truth that is fallen in the streets. And thus, the Lord Jesus is before Pilate explaining his kingdom, what the nature of that kingdom is, what the manner of that kingdom of God is in this world. And then he says, Pilate, then that kingdom of heaven, that kingdom of God is not going to be built up by force and power in this world. No, I did not come in order to gather armies and to force to spread the true doctrine by way of the sword. No, he says, I came to bear witness unto the truth. And that is now the way that I am going to rule in my kingdom. That is going to be the way that I will exercise my dominion over men. Not to force men into the kingdom of God, but to conquer men by my word, by my spirit. To conquer men by the convincing evidence that truth contains within itself. And I will work by convincing them and by convicting them of that truth. And I will use truth to lead them. I will use truth to guide them. I will use truth to sanctify them. Thou sayest, Pilate, that I am a king. And I will rule amongst my church, I will rule amongst my people by the commanding power that truth contains within itself. And so I will ride prosperously because of truth. O Pilate, truth that will be the scepter of my kingdom. That will be the way that I will draw men into my kingdom, so that they will love me, so that they will obey me. I will reveal that truth. I will confirm that truth in the hearts of men. And I will bring that truth to bear with power upon the hearts of my church. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. The whole coming, the whole suffering, the whole dying of the Lord Jesus is testifying, congregation, of the truth of what? It is testifying of the truth of our state and condition by nature. He came as a mediator. What does that truth bear witness to you and me? When he came as a mediator and was sent by God himself as the mediator into this world, and by that God, the Lord Jesus, bears witness of the truth that there is a breach, that there is a gulf, that there is a separation. Do you ever feel the power of that witness, that testimony of the Lord Jesus, that you say that I am indeed without God in this world? The whole suffering, the whole dying of the Lord Jesus, that is a bearing witness of the truth of our need, of our sin, of our guilt. Thus it is by his suffering, that he is bearing witness of the truth of God's judgment. That God will punish sin. That he cannot look over the least sin of man. But that he will for sin even put his only begotten Son to death upon that cross. Oh, that suffering of the Lord Jesus that is bearing witness to the truth that God will carry out every one of his threatenings. As he said, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That suffering, that death of the Lord Jesus is a bearing witness of the truth, of the mercy of God, of the love of God, of the grace of God, to those who are so deserving of nothing else but of being cast away forever and to be separated from his blessed presence. And therefore the Lord Jesus, he is attaching such a great, great importance, congregation, here to truth. Truth, he says, that is the reason that I was born. Truth, he says, that is the reason that I came into this world, to establish that truth. And he spoke that truth, congregation, at all costs. Even when it will offend his brethren. Even when those who must hear that truth are not going to be very happy about that truth, as the rulers, the scribes, and the Pharisees were offended in his words. And he has spoken that truth, even though he knew that the whole multitude, when they were all running after him, and when he would speak that truth, that it would be so offensive to them that he was going to lose them all. Oh, he spoke, he bore witness of that truth, even when it would cause division. When among the whole multitude of people, then there was going to be a division, and some were going to say, he is a good man. And others are going to say, he has a devil. Why do you listen to him? He says, I did not come to send peace on the earth, but I came to send the sword. And then he did not put peace above truth, no. But he will give peace unto his church by speaking truth. He bore witness of that truth, even congregation, when it brought him into great danger. Even when he was standing before the Sanhedrin, even when he was standing before Pilate, even when he knew that he would give his whole life for the truth, to this end, he says, was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. And what did that truth bring forth? That bearing witness unto that truth. That is our second thought, but let us sing. Psalter 124, 2, 4, 5, and 6. Supremely fair thou art, thy lips with grace o'erflow. His richest blessings evermore doth God on thee bestow. 2, 4, 5, and 6 of Psalter 124. Our second thought, the effectiveness of his reign. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Who, congregation, are the subjects, the true subjects of the kingdom of God. We read here of those subjects, and he says that they are of the truth. Who is that? Who is here of the truth? Congregation, by nature, there is not one of us who is of the truth. By nature, we are born under our father, who is the devil. And then in our heart, the Lord Jesus says, lies all kinds of hypocrisy, lies, deceitfulness. No, we are not of the truth. But now how different that this becomes in regeneration. Under the power of the Holy Spirit through his word. Because what is the Lord doing then? He is making us then, for the first time in our life, truly upright, honest, truthful with our own soul before God. Then we begin to fear as never before, self-deceit, because of the knowledge of the deceitfulness that lies within us. Oh, how true does become for the first time in our life the Word of God. Oh, then we never saw that truth before. Then for the first time in our life, and that Word of God that makes an impression on our heart, so that there is fruit, so that there is an effect of that Word. Oh, there comes then in our life an affinity, a love for the Word of God. Why? Because then there is a searching for truth. And then we see that thy word is truth. And then there comes an affinity, a love for that word. These are now they who are, as the Lord Jesus says, of the truth. These are they who have been rescued from that father of lies. These are they that have now been disposed in their heart to receive the truth, to submit to the truth, to its power, to its influence. These are they who become a sinner before God, who are brought to acknowledge what that broken relationship is, brought to acknowledge his justice, brought to acknowledge their own sin, their own transgression. These are they who will experience something of their deep fall. How miserable, how wretched, how unable to deliver themselves from that awful misery. These are they that are of the truth. And now what does the Lord Jesus say of those who are of the truth? He says, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Thus there will come a time in the life of every one of those in whom truth is planted in their heart, that that the Lord Jesus Christ will become lovely, that he will become precious. Oh, they will hear, he says, my voice. Those will hear that are not able to find a way to return unto God. Those will hear the voice of that mediator saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, they will hear. They will hear in the Lord's time the word, the voice of that only begotten Son. And when he is speaking of the freeness of that grace of God, then they will hear his voice saying, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Oh, then they will hear in his own time, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions. Then they will hear, as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed thy transgressions from thee. And he will make a congregation so true. It is in the day that he speaks that it becomes so true. And though they could never have believed it before, though that wonder is so great, though where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. All those that labor and are heavy laden, they will hear his voice. It is finished. And they will be given to receive the truth of it. And they will be given to fall on his side and to yield themselves so completely over unto him. Oh, the manner, the blessed manner of that king of that kingdom. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into this world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Congregation, who would not be desirous to be a subject of that king? He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And it is so true. That is the witness of him who is truth. That is the confession of every one of the true church of God who may experience that truth in their heart. Oh, what should we not be busy with in this world? Solomon says, buy the truth and sell it not. Pilate says, what is truth? Why? Because he wanted to know what truth was? Because he thought that the Lord Jesus was truth? No, he mocked at the Lord Jesus. He did not even stay long enough that he may receive an answer. Truth. Yes, that is the question of mankind. What is truth? And do you think that you know the truth? And do you think that you are going to tell me what the truth is? A Jewish man to speak so to a Roman? What is truth? Congregation, he was a judge. And if there is anyone that ought to have been interested truly in what truth is and to detest a false witness, then it was Pilate. Then it is a judge. But what he has done made manifest who he was and what lay in his heart. And with what was he more concerned than truth? Politics. What Caesar would think. Oh, that came above truth. Oh, by nature we are the same. Outwardly we ask after the truth. But inwardly we don't want to hear the truth. For what reason, congregation, do we want to entertain ourselves? For what reason do we make ourselves busy with so many things that are in this world? Do you know why? Because we don't want to sit by ourselves and meditate. And we don't want to face truth because it is awful. Because it is so difficult for our flesh. Therefore, we don't think about it and we make ourselves busy with this thing and that thing and the next thing that is in this world. Or what by nature do we look for even in the pulpit? Do we look for congregation entertainment more than truth? New things, beautiful speeches cannot convert us. It is the truth, and only the truth, that can commend itself to our heart, to our conscience. And when we would speak here to you in a completely monotone voice, then it is the truth alone that can convert us by the power of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, as God's servants, then we should look for nothing to use as power in the midst of the preaching but truth. It was the end. It was the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it must be also the end and the purpose of His own servants for the bringing in of His own kingdom. Congregation, seek after the truth. Oh, seek it in your natural dealings. In your dealings with men, your fellow men in this world. Deceitfulness, falsehood, is from hell. When we have sinned, if that is the truth, then confess it. And on the other side, when we have done no wrong, then do not betray the cause of truth for peace. What did the Pharisees revile the Lord Jesus Christ? They said, "You, what do you make of yourself? You say you are the Son of God." What did the Lord Jesus say? He doesn't say, "I will not say that anymore." No, He says, "You do not know God." He says, "I know Him. And if I would say I do not know Him, I would be a liar just like unto you." Oh, seek the truth, congregation, in your readings, young people. Not fiction. Those little boys and girls must learn how to read, yes. But you know now how to read. What do you use your reading skill for? Will it be for your curse? Will it be to lead you into hell? Oh, you have precious time. Precious time. It is short. Use it to read what is true. The history of this world, the history of that true church of God. You are not too young to die. You are not too young to seek and to find and to know the truth. What was the whole purpose and end of Christ that went over truth and He was found already when He was just a little boy in that temple of the Lord. Oh, what is the manner of the kingdom of Christ? How does He gather His people? That is, by convincing men of the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And what is he saying, people? Those that seek me early shall find me. Oh, go often on your knees and say, Lord, lead me. Lead me into thy truth. Oh, we can be afraid. The persecution because of the truth, congregation, is not so far away from our doors. We have just read that last week, how that the country of Poland, the Polish government, has been fined tens of thousands of dollars by the European Union's Court of Human Rights because they refused to perform an abortion. Tolerance for the truth of that word of God is very, very quickly coming to an end. Free expression of sin that is now legal in most countries in this world. And do you know what is fast becoming illegal? Free expression of the truth. Oh, how we ought to value the freedom that we still have. It may not be very long. And our fathers had to suffer for the truth. What is coming for us and for our dear children? The Lord Jesus gave himself. He gave his life, even unto death. For that truth, to this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Congregation, are there those who seek after that truth? Pilate said, what is truth? And he asked it of the right person. He asked it of him who is truth itself. But he did not stay long enough for an answer. If indeed, we seek after the truth, then something of truth has already been revealed in our heart to the distress of our soul. But the Lord does not show a half-truth. No, the Lord will show his people the whole truth. And he will show them that truth concerning themselves. And he, in his time, will show them also the truth concerning himself. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we are of our father, the devil, by nature, and there is no truth in him. And there is by nature no truth in us. Oh, thou can make it different in one moment. Lord, convert us. For the first or by renewal, forgive all our many, many sins. And wilt thou bless thy word, thy truth, oh, give it a place in the heart and in the conscience of each and every one of us, that it may go with us into the future, that we may be humbled under it, that we may acknowledge our own estate and condition, and that we might need thee, who art the way, the truth, and the life. Bring us safely home, and with desire, in thy house in this afternoon once again, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Psalter number 68 is our closing psalter. Grace and truth shall mark the way where the Lord His own will lead, if His word they still obey and His testimonies heed. 1-4 of Psalter number 68. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.